What's the future hold for him at this point?
You know, that's the question. Will voters hear his explanation and accept it? I'm not sure if he wants to re-enter the political world, but you know, politics, TV, people get addicted to it for various reasons. And I do believe he wants to, in some way, have his voice heard. You know, he was the youngest elected official African-American in Florida's history at 23 years old. He was an elected official. He believes this is his calling, but this fall from grace certainly counters that. I think his wife has been a great protector and supporter, and what she reveals about their relationship and his rise to political fame is also something that in my 30 years of being a journalist, I've not heard from a political spouse. So it is compelling. It's a part of our season two premiere of a huge week of explosive interviews where we come to the table and we say this is about living your life, not defending your life. But most important to us on this show, let's talk about it.
Wow. It sounds really compelling, as you said. Tamron, thanks very much. Good luck on the new season. Also, happy birthday this week.